The Money Show.
The Markets.
There was some great activity at number 2 Gwen Lane at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange today. We Buy Cars listing on the JSE. Of course, local market starving for a lot of those listings. But the local market at end of day, not looking so good. The All Share down 217 points. Industrials were in weaker territory. Banking and financial stocks, second day running, still in negative territory, while mining shares were also down today. Joining us for the markets today is Rudy van der Merwe, portfolio manager at Advice Works. Rudy, the local market not performing as well, but let's start with the exciting story of a listing on the JSE.
Yeah, very positive news. You know, we've had a lot of companies disappearing from the JSE. It's nice to see one come back, and it looks like, certainly for the moment, it's been quite positively received. The share price closed around 2050 odd, which is up about 1.5% from where it started. So that would translate into a market valuation of about 8.5 roughly billion rand for WeBuy Cars. And you know, it's a company that I think will be sort of here to stay, and in the long term the prospects look reasonably decent.
Do you think the market will assess this business where you can buy a car online and get it delivered as something for the future, especially since it's been separated from its debt-laden transaction capital?
Yeah, so I mean, it's obviously has been unbundled from transaction capital. Unfortunately, they got themselves in difficulty, and when that happens, you know, you need to sell off, unfortunately, the crown jewels rather than the parts of the business that got you in trouble very often, and that's sort of what's happened with WeBuy Cars. It is largely the crown jewels of transaction capital. So they sold off a portion of that business, and so they've managed to raise capital to the tune of probably 1.25-ish billion rand, and then the rest got unbundled to shareholders of transaction capital, who are now owners of WeBuy Cars. I think the business is a very valid one, a very valid business model. It's very technology driven. It makes it extremely easy for people to do business with them, to get paid for a vehicle, or to pay for a vehicle to get it delivered and transferred into your name. They make it really easy, and I think there's a lot of legs to the business. And I think that, you know, competitively, they're very well positioned. Unfortunately, the general outlook for vehicle sales is probably not marvelous at the moment. We're in a difficult economic situation. Interest rates are high, consumers are under pressure. So the environment isn't very easy, but I suspect that over time, they have the potential to continue taking market share from that sector, and that they will be a survivor and produce positive earnings growth over time.
But we take the good with the bad on the JSE today. Sibanye Stillwater down more than 3%. Of course, another leg of job losses in terms of this particular company, especially in its gold operations, more than 4,000 to be shed. How do you see these job losses being nipped in the bud, given that the prices are not playing ball?
I think there are two elements to it. One part is obviously prices, and specifically, or actually gold's looking fine at the moment, but the company was also very exposed to platinum, palladium, and those prices have been under a lot of pressure over the last year. Palladium's down 25-odd% from where it was a year ago, and platinum's down over 3% from where it was a year ago. And those are the sort of major portions of Sibanye's cash flow. So they're actually, Sibanye is in a position where it's got generating at current prices negative cash flow. So they're not currently operationally making money. So they're in a very difficult spot. So part of this has to do with those commodity prices, which are largely beyond their control. The other is obviously the mining legislation and certainty around mining, which over time has impacted businesses enthusiasm to invest, and that means that additional production that they could have brought online years ago is just not contributing to current cash flows, unfortunately. So it is very unfortunate. It's unfortunate for the country. It means there's less tax revenue, and obviously there's potentially some families that are going to be placed under pressure as a result of this, which is very unfortunate.
It's a day after that higher than expected US inflation number. Do you think this plays into the thinking of the South African Reserve Bank then maybe to hold rates for longer this year?
Pretty much undoubtedly, yes, it will have an influence. So the inflation data that came out of America yesterday was worse than expected, and it's now about the third or fourth consecutive set of data that's been disappointing. Certainly, there's lots of indications that inflation's accelerating rather than slowing in the US at the moment. There was further PPI data today, and the month-on-month numbers look better, but actually year-on-year, the data is worse. Inflation, the PPI numbers have gone from 1.6% to 2.1% year-on-year numbers, and even the core numbers have moved from 2.1 to 2.4%. So it's not a great set of data, and also indicates that there's still inflationary pressure in the US. It is difficult for emerging markets to start, cutting rates ahead of the US. We don't want to get our currency unnecessarily to weaken, which could be one of the consequences of doing that, which would then engender even more inflation from an imported pricing perspective. So yeah, I think we probably will be on hold at least till the US starts cutting rates before we can do anything. And for the moment, it certainly seems like there's still inflationary pressures around. There's a massive amount of deficit spending by governments around the world, and I think that's partly to blame for this. I think we're going to be hard pressed to see anywhere near the interest rate cuts that the globe is like expecting at the moment, unfortunately.
All right. Thank you, Rudy van der Merwe, portfolio manager at Advice Works, covering the markets there with us. The rand at 18.76 against the dollar, holding on to very, very marginal gains against the greenback at 20.10 against the euro, and at 23.51 against the British pound.